Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Captain Serrano, Suite Delight.
Station Tug 34, permission to grapple.
Permission to grapple.
All fast, on your signal.
Captain Serrano of Suite Delight, permission to undock on your signal.
All clear on station. Confirm all clear aboard.
All clear aboard.
Graphic Audio presents The Serrano Legacy by Elizabeth Moon. Book 2, Sporting Chance, Part 1. Narrated by Nanette Savard. With performances by Colleen Delaney, Sonny Lasky, Andy Clemens, David Coyne, MB Van Dorn, Elizabeth Demery, Ken Jackson, Peter Stray, Christopher Graybill, Lily Beacon, Karen Carbone, Michael John Casey, Dylan Lynch, Terrence Aselford, James Lewis, Richard Rowan, Eric Messner, and Maud Shelby.
Of course, there is a minor problem.
Lady Cecilia turned to allow her maid to take her stall. A brisk wind tossed cold rain at the windows.
Yes?
Harris Serrano eyed her employer with some suspicion. The words minor problem had become an all too frequent catchphrase between them. She resented the niggling delays that prevented their departure. They should have been in space already, 2 days out on the voyage back to Rockhouse Major. She had begun to long for the ship and space. Besides, the sooner they got to Rockhouse, the sooner that young troublemaker the Prince would be off her hands, someone else's responsibility.
It's our numbers again.
Lady Cecilia waved her maid away and settled herself into a comfortable chair drawn up before a fireplace with a small fire of real wood behind an ornate fire screen. Harris settled in the chair opposite and raised her brows.
I thought we'd be fine, since Bunny's children wouldn't be coming, nor Buttons' fiancé. George is still in hospital, mostly for legal reasons, and I thought I could leave Raffaella and Ronnie here for the rest of the season under the circumstances.
Harris's mind busily subtracted the volume and resources needed for those 6 young people and their servants, and the crew and staff she knew were quitting, and added the same for new crew and the one passenger she knew of. Lady Cecilia ran one long hand through her short hair and left it standing up in peaks.
But that won't work.
Why not?
Reasons of state, so I was told. I nearly cancelled my invitation, but that might be embarrassing too, so... The Crown Minister insists that if I have the young Mr. Smith aboard, I must have an adequate bodyguard, a cabinet-level minister, and of course the servants... And Ronnie.
Ronnie? Why?
Someone had made a serious mistake. The whole point of bringing Cecilia's nephew Ronnie here in the first place had been to keep him away from the prince.
I'm not sure, but it was one of the points made very firmly. When I added the numbers, it came to 56. That's over our limit, right?
Yes, but how many bodyguards are we supposed to have, and who are they?
They want to send royal security.
Damn.
And they want us to wait until they get here. On the ship, with the prince.
That last went without saying, since he could not be trusted to stay out of trouble anywhere else.
And you plan to go where?
Well, we have to go back to Rockhouse to take him home. But after that, I'd planned on Zenebra, the Huerin horse trials.
By now, Harris knew enough to recognize that name. Of course, her horse-crazy employer would want to be there. She had won Huerin more times than anyone else.
Ah, and waiting for the Royal Security Bodyguard would make us late for that, I'll bet. It's silly. We've got former regular Space Service combat troops and suitable arms now. We can take care of him.
Are you sure?
With Petrus and Oblo, we could keep him safe in a small war.
Don't say that. It's like saying your horse can't possibly miss a fence.
Still, we'd be safer to leave now. I haven't forgotten that smugglers were using your ship. Somewhere there's a very unhappy criminal waiting for delivery of whatever was in the scrubber. And I'd expect the smugglers to come looking for us eventually. It's not as if we'd be hard to find. Everyone knew where you're going from Takaman Roads, and we filed the trip to Rockhouse in Bunny's computer, and with the Crown Minister.
Good point. I'll mention that to the Crown Minister. And, of course, he already has the names of your crew. I assume that until the courts martial, they were all considered loyal servants of the Crown?
As far as I know, if they weren't, they could have lost us some battles.
Fine, then. You set up our departure as you wish. I'll deal with the political end later.
Harris looked after her employer and shook her head. She had not expected Cecilia, who had seemed to have a one-track mind firmly aimed at horses, to be so effective politically. Of course, she came from a political family, but every family had its black sheep. Harris shivered suddenly. She was, in her own way, the black sheep of her family. In the flurry of preparation, it was hard to remember the last few days with Petrus. He was now aboard, supervising the resupply, and, at Harris's suggestion, tucking away the new weaponry before Cecilia decided they didn't need it.
Nothing for the ship, I notice.
No, not stocked locally. I know, I've already talked to Lady Cecilia about it.
Crew rotations?
Well, you'll all be on your secondary specialties. We'll have to reorganize quite a bit. Civilian regulations divide the responsibilities a bit differently. There's a manual on it.
I found that one. But I haven't had the returning crew list from Hospitality Bay yet. Sirkin's the only one staying from the shift up here. You were right, by the way. She's a nice girl, very competent.
I'm glad you agree. About that crew list, it was supposed to have been there yesterday. I wonder what's going on. I'll find out.
When she tried calling the crew hostel at Hospitality Bay, none of her crew answered. That seemed odd. She had sent word several days before that they would be leaving Cerealis shortly. Someone should have been there, ready to take any messages from her. She wished she could dump the whole lot of them and replace them with qualified people. She left an urgent message and asked the hostel clerk when they were expected back.
Sometime tonight, I suspect, ma'am. They rented a cat and took it out to Shell Island.
Without a comm unit aboard?
Well, there is one, but the charge to relay is pretty high. Mr. Gavin said you might call, and to say they'd be back tonight.
Tell Mr. Gavin to call here as soon as he gets in, whatever the hour.